Came from Slovakia, moved to the U.S. Said the Slovakian 2002 World Championship team was the team that got him inspired and interested in hockey. Dumped into the Badger zone here. Centering pass is picked off. Wisconsin with a chance. Lindmark will backhand it ahead to center ice. Horbach plays it to the Michigan State zone. Bucciari will play it ahead and dumped into the Badger end. 6:35 to go in the third. Badgers on top 4-2. Long cross-ice pass finds Horbach, but it flutters in the air and bounces over his stick. Nienhaus with it below his goal line. Plays it off the boards and around to the far side. Gornjak trying to catch up to it. Horbach swatting at it as he was spinning and heading off on a change. Couldn't clear it. Badgers turn it over and a chance for Michigan State. A shot in the high slot is blocked and goes up over top of the cage on the far side. Donovan pins his man against the wall. Centering pass deflects off the Badger defender out front. That was Caulfield. And it's finally covered up by Jared Moe. 6:08 to go in the third. 4-2 Badgers on top. We'll get in our last timeout. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It's got to be one of the seniors.
Okay.
I don't know.
What's that? Maybe him, one of the seniors for sure. Back inside the Kohl Center, 4-2 Badgers on top. We owe our stations across the Badger Radio Network a 10-second legal ID. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
4-2 Badgers on top, 6:08 to go in the third period. Face off in the Wisconsin zone to the right of netminder Jared Moe. Shots on goal now, 30-24 in favor of Wisconsin. Spartans have certainly chipped away at that margin and evened things out a bit more here and had some chances again in this third period. Badgers clinging to that two-goal advantage. Vorlicki behind his net, losing a battle, taken away by Joshua. Centering pass goes all the way to the near boards, back to the point, can't be held, and Krieger will have to circle back out at center ice. Christian Krieger back in his own zone. Plays it to Nienhaus. He'll go cross ice right below us on the near side. Daniel Russell racing into the offensive zone. His shot deflects off his own teammate, Dorwart. Russell will play it back behind the net. Dorwart was knocked down to the ice. Didn't see the puck. And LeMaster will get it for Wisconsin. Bring it out to center ice. He'll lift it into the air and dumped in as the Badgers get a full change here. 5:25 now to go in the third. Horbach tied up. Kicks the puck, though, from his skate to his stick. Sends it back to Lotch at the point. He'll throw it well wide of the net off the back wall. It'll go to the far side to Middendorf. Middendorf, who's had a lot of success with 7 goals in his career against the Badgers, but turns it over here. Gornjak has it roll off his stick. He'll play it around the boards below the goal line. Badgers keep control. Sharp angle shot thrown off the side of the cage. Scooped up, though, by Stang. Gets it to Gornjak. Throws it towards the net. Now Stang has the loose puck. A hand pass as it was bouncing up in the air, and Stang knocked it down. And so a stoppage with 4:56 to go in the third.
Yeah, as that puck kind of came out at a weird angle. Both good shots taken by Caulfield. He had a good shot, went off the pipe, went off the shoulder of the goaltender. And then Gornjak, Johnny on the spot on that rebound, another good shot.
Badger fans, play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. Michigan State will send it all the way down to the Badger zone. They wave off icing here. Lotch with a nifty move to get away from a check, but they turn it right over. Thrown towards the net, Moe is down, and somehow, from almost on his belly, was able to get the glove up and make a much-needed save for the Badgers.
Well, I think the discussions before or after every whistle will continue to be at an escalated pace. Here we've got Gorniak going at it with somebody right before that. We saw Luke Lemaster going at it with somebody. Yeah, tensions are high.
Got to be smart here, too, because in watching that one, that was Davidson trying to just pull Gorniak right into him and draw a penalty call and draw a retaliation, which Jack obliged him with doing, but luckily for him, didn't draw a penalty call here. And much like that game at Minnesota where the Badgers had that 2-0 lead and then Charlie Stramel took that penalty where the Gophers really drew him into that one. Just got to be smart here and not take a penalty that Michigan State is desperately trying to get you to take. Staying on the far side. Can't get it out of the zone. Has his back to the action. Tried to throw it up the boards. Couldn't get it up the wall. It's kept in. Thrown up front. Middendorf gloves it down. Steers the backhand wide. And then still controlled, however, by the Spartans. Sent back to the point. Krieger, little off balance. Played it to the far corner. Badgers get to it. Staying between his legs. Deflects it to Gorniak. A chance for a breakaway. Jack Gorniak on the forehand. Backhand. Forehand. Stuffs it. Pin. Saved by St. Cyr. He got the right toe extended as far as he could. And denied Jack Gorniak on the breakaway.
And right after that save, Michigan State made no bones about it. They were going to basket hang somebody. There was going to be a floater out there, and their captain at that point in time, Muka, was wide open down there, but the pass was just a little bit off, and we get an offside, so a two-line offside, so they'll bring the faceoff back into Michigan State's zone, and that's where you want to have the faceoffs.
I'm going to assume basket hang is the same thing as cherry pick. Or
yes.
Jaromir Jagr, as we like to say. Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers. Now 3:53 showing on the clock. 4-2, the Badgers advantage. Lucius sends it to Stramel. Gets it back to the point. Donovan tees one up. Blasts it right into St. Cyr. He'll make the save and hang on. Good puck movement from the Badgers. Good decision to let it go by Shea Donovan.
Yep, there's nothing wrong with those three goal scorers standing there looking for a rebound and having Shea Donovan tee one up, because he can shoot it.
Hey, Shea's looking for his first goal. Why not? No time better than now on senior night. Face off to the left of Dylan St. Cyr. One by Stramel, pulls it back, comes its way to Lou Kuhlman, shoots it. It bounces once and finds the net. It's 5-2 Badgers. Kuhlman looks to the heavens. The Badgers have the 3-goal lead.
Sometimes it's not how good the shot is, it's how many people it goes off before it goes into the net. Carson Kuhlman's big goal puts the Badgers up 5-2, and that should be icing on the cake, but I wouldn't give up anything if I was the Badgers. I would keep pounding away.
That was like a 2 or 3 hopper on its way to the net as the defender out front was Carson Dorwart. He turned his back to Kuhlman's, who was winding up and cranking the slap shot. It deflected off something and bounced at least once, maybe twice, before it went past Dylan St. Cyr. Either way, the Badgers will take it. It's 5-2. St. Cyr has to play the puck in front of his own net. Michigan State trying to break it out of its own zone as Dorwart throws it cross ice. Too far for Joshua, who now has it on his stick. He'll try to backhand it to the point. Can't do so. Comes back to Joshua. Sends a little touch pass to Russell. Russell has it on his stick. Netminder St. Cyr heads for the bench. Extra attacker comes out to state. They trail it by 3. 3:10 to go in the third. Empty net for the Badgers. Lindmark will get it off the boards and out of the zone as it rolls on its edge. Slowly and harmlessly, well wide of the net. Matt Baskall will take it out for Michigan State. Empty net for the Spartans, extra attacker. Throw it right into his own teammate, Daniel Russell, and that stung him right at the offensive blue line. He is not happy as he's bent overhead for the bench.
As he's also created the offside, and they'll blow the whistle. So they'll put the goaltender back into the net. And this is one of the significant changes that I have seen in college hockey over the years. It used to be if you were down by 1 or 2 and you would wait till maybe a minute, minute and a half to pull your goaltender, it was 3:23 when he pulled the goaltender.
Yeah, they are certainly more aggressive now. It's the metrics, the analytics of hockey. They pulled that netminder earlier. Gorniak with it in the high slot in his own zone. He'll backhand it out to center ice. Spartans pick it off. Shouty will bring it right back into the offensive zone for Michigan State. St. Cyr's headed to the bench again. So the extra attacker's out. Open cage. Badgers had it. Wristed hard by Mersch, but it's blocked by Krieger at his own blue line. Muka with it now for Michigan State. Mersch breaks up the first pass attempt. It's picked off by Vorlicki. Up the middle, he tries to play it ahead, and Mersch was going to be offside, and the Badger captain had to retreat as Michigan State gets control of the puck. Played ahead by Guicciardi at the Badger line. Picked off by Lachie in his skates. He's trying to get control of it. He'll backhand it off the glass smartly and get it out of the zone. Clock continues to tick. Nearing the two-minute mark here, the third period. Badgers on top, 5-2, trying to get a series split here in their home finale this season on senior night. Mersch along the near boards, reaches at it, can't joust it out of the zone. Stramel and Lotch are there. Lotch will wrist it around the boards, but not out, held at the line. Comes back to Lotch, he gets it out of the zone, and Jaromir Jagering it, if you will, was Dominic Mersch out there, but the puck never reached him. De St. Paul has it at center ice. Turns towards the open net, throws it high into the air and into the open. Page. Good night. It's a happy senior night here for the Badgers. It's 6-2.
Well, I would say that with I'm trying to think now who was actually out on the ice with Cruz Lucius standing there pounding his stick saying, hey, give it to me. Matty De St. Phil just turned and looked and shot the lob pass, the Hail Mary, whatever you want to call it, into the open net. I think we'll take it either way.
He's probably the shortest guy on the ice at that moment at 5'9". He decided, I've got a way to throw it in the open net. He threw it up over top of everybody, had some good heat on that wrist shot, and it went right into the middle of the wide open net, and it's 6-2. In the Badger zone, Gorniak touches the puck, and a hand pass is going to be called here. Now just 1:19 to go here in the third period. Hey, Badger fans, UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center and Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. So we'll have the post-game show coming your way tonight as well here. We'll talk with Badgers head coach Tony Granato, have our player of the game, get our Everlight Solar player of the game, our energizing performance of the game as well. Lots of good things to talk about here tonight on senior night for the Badgers here as they will wrap up play here in the Kohl Center this season on a good note before they head out on the road. Badgers try to clear it out of the zone, can't do so. Held at the line, final minute of the period. Gorniak slides a pass to center ice that's picked off and dumped right back into the Badger zone. Mo will steer it wide to Gorniak.
Guess who it was going to? Shea Donovan, the right-handed defenseman, just went wild up the ice. Give it to me.
Every single Badger headed off for a change there. The Michigan State brought it in on the attack. Luckily, at least one Badger was able to get back in time to break it up. Krieger back in his own zone. Plays it up the middle. Stang, nice job there to poke it loose. Gets it ahead to Erdahl. He'll dump it in, but it goes up over the glass and out of play with just 25.6 on the clock, and the Badgers on their way to a victory here tonight against the Spartans.
Well, Joshua and
Just as good, free ice cream tonight. Yes, they've got 6 goals tonight, so get your free ice cream on the way home tonight. A cross-checking penalty, I believe, coming on Wisconsin here to end things.
Yeah, Dominic Mersch just wanted to set a precedent. Yeah. 25.6 left in the period, and he just came right off the bench and went straight to Joshua and laid the lumber on him.
Well, it's senior night. You got to get on the stat. Make sure you get on the stat sheet somehow, especially if you're the captain.
Yeah, I suppose.
Playing in your last game at home, you're going to be on there somehow. Face-off in the Badger zone. Squirts back to the blue line. Nienhaus has it. He'll send a pass and then get the return from Baskall. It'll come to Middendorf, who partially fans on the one-timer, got enough on it, but steered it well wide. Comes back to Middendorf for one more one-timer,
that
looking for his 8th goal against the Badgers, but this time Donovan gets the block. Nienhaus sends one wide of the net. Moe's knocked down to the ice, and then his helmet comes flying off. Uh-oh, and now Kuhlman's got to keep a cooler head. You've got more hockey to play, including next weekend.
Yeah, somebody went across and smacked the helmet of Jared Moe. I'm not sure which Michigan State player it was, but one thing about being a Western Canada hockey player like Kuhlman's is you protect your goaltender at all cost.
For sure. It looks like the Spartan was cutting out front to try to get out there. He only hit him with the back of his breezers at most there. It wasn't a vicious hit by any means, but enough to hit the netminder and enough with the game well in hand They have some pushing and shoving and some punches thrown, but right now your season's not over. You got another weekend next weekend. You got the playoffs. And you need all hands on deck when you go to Penn State next weekend. Kuhlman's heads to the penalty box with 3.1 left on the clock.
It is all academic from here on out. I think that's the terminology.
Yeah, Mueller is getting the call for the goaltender interference. He was the one that bumped into Mo when he was cutting in front of the net. And then Kuhlman's will go to the box for basically attacking him as he followed him right into the corner and threw him up against the glass.
So if I read this right, it's a 5-on-3. Or, excuse me, 5-on-4 as the only penalty that's actually put up onto the board was the original penalty.
Mindorf off the faceoff, throws it back to the point. Couldn't be controlled by Boskal as the horn sounds, ending a celebratory senior night here for the Badgers as they mob their netminder, Jared Moe. They've got a 6-2 victory in their final game at the Kohl Center here this season. The Badgers knock off number 17, Michigan State, and salvage a series split here this weekend on home ice. Badgers celebrating with Jared Moe to our right, and then we'll shake hands with the Michigan State Spartans, who could be a costly loss for them. They fall to 500 on the season at 16-16-2 and 10-12-2 in the Big Ten. And as Ian has mentioned a number of times, that crowded middle for all those teams in the Big Ten standings, also those teams trying to make the NCAA tournament, Michigan State among them, fighting for a spot. And they are idle next weekend, so their regular season is over, and they'll have to do any more work come the postseason in the Big Ten tournament. Could the Badgers see the Spartans again? Who knows? We shall see, but it was a good way to send these seniors off here tonight, Ian.
Yeah, it was, and you know, the last two weekends on Saturday night, for whatever reason, you talk about motivation, and you get into a situation where, at least for the Badger seniors, this is a great send-off.
Teams shaking hands at center ice. A lot of respect and appreciation for these two teams. It's been a great season for Michigan State as they try to turn things around after a couple of rough years, and the Badgers get a much-needed victory here tonight. Our post-game show coming your way next year for the Kohl Center. We'll talk with Badgers head coach Tony Granato, have our player of the game, our energizing performance of the game, get you caught up on the scores around the college hockey world, and have all the calls of the game as well, and a lot of them tonight as the Badgers win it 6-2 over number 17, Michigan State. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you-know-who. Welcome to Delicious.
Race to savings at Menards. Get the best quality Dutch Boy paints at the best prices. Pick out the perfect color of Platinum Plus Interior Flat Paint. It's a quality one-coat paint and primer in one, saving you valuable time. Just $44.89 a gallon. Complete the project with a great deal on Quick Solutions 2-inch trim brushes and 3/8 nap roller covers. Just $1.99 each. Race to savings on your paint project. Good through February 18th.
Save big money at Menards.
Badgers celebrating in front of the student section, singing Varsity for one final time this season. And now we'll jump up against the glass one final time, doing their own version of the Kohl Center leap. And they win 6-2 over Michigan State here tonight.
The only guy that's really concerned about that is the guy who has to put the glass up, especially if the students tip it over or the Badgers tip it over. That'll be a costly event.
Well, it's a busy day here at the Kohl Center for the crew that did that. The Badger basketball team playing here this morning against Rutgers. They had to quickly get the glass up, get the court off, and get the ice ready to play here for tonight. They did that. Great job by them. Great job by this Badger team. They win it 6-2. Our postgame show coming your way next here from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 28 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 40 tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows around 20. Chance for snow Monday with highs in the upper 30s, partly cloudy Tuesday. A dusting of snow Monday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 33.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Badger post-game show from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, where the Badgers knock off number 17 Michigan State by the score of 6-2 here on senior night as the fans depart the Kohl Center with smiles on their faces. Lots of happy Badgers down on the ice below as they head to the locker room here tonight on senior night. Final home game of the season, getting the 6-2 victory. Our post-game show kicks off, as always, with our Everlight Solar Player of the Game. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Ian, who is our Player of the Game?
Seven seniors.
Yes.
I break all the rules.
Yes,
I don't care.
Yes, you do.
Seven seniors, and I was very impressed with your quick wit when the seniors, as we rolled down to less than a minute, and Dominic Mersch had to get his name on the score sheet.
Yes.
He didn't get any points,
yeah.
But he's in a situation where he had to get his name on the score sheet in his final home game. Congratulations to him. But two assists for Brock Caulfield, a goal and an assist for Jack Gorniak. Yeah, that's a pretty impressive way to end your final senior game here at Wisconsin.
So those of you scoring at home, Ian has officially given our Everlight Solar Player of the Game to Shea Donovan, Mike Vorlicki, Owen Lindmark, Jared Moe, Jack Gorniak, Brock Caulfield, and Dominic Mersch. That's one heck of a player of the game to go out in style. We also have our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you, and so you can't give it to the entire senior contingent as the energizing performance of the game, but who would you like to give it to, Ian?
Well, I was so impressed with the even strength goal that was scored secondly by Jack Gorniak with Caulfield and Stang. It was just such a 1-2-3, move the puck, move your feet, shoot the puck in the net. It's just one of those things where there was traffic in front, everything went in the right direction. So the spearhead of all of that was Jack Gorniak coming into the zone. That performance put the Badgers up again and was in a situation where I think it changed the tempo of the game. So the performance of the game I would give to Jack Gorniak on that play, even though he was the guy who scored the goal. It's secondary to the fact that the tempo of the game changed after that. So that performance of the game changed the Badgers' tempo, and their consistency was much better for the rest of the game.
So I have to ask you, as a former player and a former coach, you're Jack going home tonight. Are you thinking more about the goal or the breakaway that you didn't finish? And which one are your teammates giving him more of a hard time about?
Well, they're all going to say, well, let's see, we've seen that 37 times, Jack, you've been on a breakaway and never scored. And when you chopped one in from the side of the net, that's the only way you're going to get a goal. Yeah, there'll be some ribbing going on, to say the least. But yeah, they played well. The senior class as a whole played extremely, extremely well. And I'm not sure what was said in the locker room by the coaching staff or the captains or whatever it is, but a totally different team came out here tonight.
Honestly, I'm thinking the difference in the energizing performance of the night should have been my Mario Lemieux tie. I mean, this is the one I think that did it. We found the good luck charm. We'll be sporting this for the rest of the season. So that is our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. We'll talk with Badgers head coach Tony Granato and hopefully chat with Jack Gorniak as well as our post-game show continues here from the Kohl Center. 6-2, the Badgers victors over Michigan State here tonight. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check? Visit UW Health, the #1 orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss? The #1 hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Back inside the Kohl Center where the Badgers were victorious this evening by the score of 6-2 over 17th-ranked Michigan State, earning a series split this weekend. Badgers getting their 12th win on the year and 5th in Big Ten play. Taking a look at the stats from this evening's contest, Badgers outshoot the Spartans 36-27 on the evening, helped in large part by that 14-4 advantage in the opening period when the Badgers definitely had the better of the action and had a 2-0 lead when they went to the locker room after 20 minutes of play. Badgers 1-for-5 on the power play tonight with 6 shots on goal. Michigan State 0-for-3. So special teams, a big factor for the Badgers. Not only getting one power play goal at least, but their penalty kill unit coming up with some crucial kills here on the night, not letting Michigan State getting enough traction to cut that deficit any more than 2 as they were trying to creep back into this one. Jared Moe with 25 saves for the Badgers. Dylan St. Cyr 30 saves for the Badgers. And boy, we saw the Badgers get some guys crashing to the net, some net front presence, some backdoor. We saw them being very aggressive attacking in that offensive zone, especially in those first 2 periods, Ian.
Yeah, they were, and played with some renewed enthusiasm, I think is the common term that you use. But the thing that was impressive to me is that, and I shouldn't say this, but you're on and off. You know, when you're on your game, you're good. When you're off your game, you're terrible.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened to that quote-unquote top line. If you look at the plus-minuses for Matty D. St. Phail and Cruz Lucius and Charlie Stramel, not all bad tonight.
No.
They were all -3 last night.
Yep.
Charlie Stramel was a +4. Cruz Lucius was a +3. And Matty D. St. Phail was a +3. That's a nice turnaround.
Indeed. Daniel Lotch and Brock Caulfield both with 4 block shots this evening as well. Scoring tonight in the first period at the 420 mark, Liam Malmquist with the first goal tonight. Was it the block shot total, the 19 total for the team tonight?
Yeah.
Is that what you were pointing at? Yeah.
19 Badgers block shots, 4. For Michigan State.
Yeah. Malmquist with his 4th goal of the year at even strength tally got the Badgers on the board. Carson Bantle got his 8th. Remember, it wasn't that long ago we were talking about Carson Bantle and all the frustration he had early in the year when he couldn't score, seeming he couldn't hit water falling out of a boat. Now he's got 8 goals. We've seen a couple of really nice goals and back-to-back weekend tallies here on Saturday nights for this team. A power play goal tonight. He seems to be finding it a little bit more, and certainly something this Badger team needs.
He's scoring the pretty goals, but to be honest with you, his job is not to score pretty goals. It's to score ugly ones down in front of the net.
Ah, come on. You got to like those pretty goals.
Oh, yeah.
Matthew D. St. Phail got his 6th of the year in the second period at the 2:02 mark to make it a 3-zip advantage for the Badgers. Then the Spartans get on the board. Nash Niehaus with his 3rd of the season made it 3-1. Jack Gorniak replied for the Badgers at the 5:25 mark. Tapped one in on a beautiful play by the Badgers. His 4th of the season for the senior on senior night. Assist going to Caulfield and Sam Stang. Again, the Spartans reply. This time it's Cole Krieger with his 10th of the season, and it was 4-2. But in that third period, the Badgers scored the only 2 goals. Corson Kuhlemans with his 7th of the year, an even strength tally that bounced once, maybe twice on its way into the net, and I'm not kidding you. He skated out to center ice and looked either to the scoreboard or somewhere way above the scoreboard and said, thank you, finally got one to go. Matthew D. St. Phail rounds out the scoring with his second goal of the night, his seventh of the season, an empty netter that gave the Badgers the final margin of 6-2. Badgers win it here tonight, their 12th victory of the season. We'll talk with Badgers head coach Tony Granato when we return to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
Badgers by 4 over Michigan State tonight, 6-2 the final score. They dominated early, able to hang on late and put this one away here in senior night, their final home game of the season here as everybody's filed out of the Kohl Center on a victorious senior night for the Badger team. They'll head out on the road next weekend to take on Penn State to conclude the regular season and then open the Big Ten postseason on the road. Still yet to be determined where they will go. Most likely looking it could be either Michigan or Ohio State are the odds-on favorites where the Badgers could end up. Michigan State wrapping up its regular season with 34 points. Right now that's good for fourth place in the Big Ten, but we shall see as Penn State and Notre Dame both still have two games left to play, and they both trail Michigan State by 3 points. Lots of action, lots of goals for the Badgers here tonight, 6 in all in total, and that brings us to our calls of the game. Oh, and a beauty by Gorniak. He found his man in Dexheimer, but he couldn't bang it home. It flutters loose, and then finally it is into the back of the net. The Badgers get on the board. Charlie tries to slam it out of the zone, picked up by D. St. Fall, drops a pass for Caulfield, slides it over to Mantle. Rashad, he scores! Carson Mantle, the Badgers lead it 2-0. Michigan State players to find an opening, gets it to Lucius, centers it up front, and they score! Matthew D. St. Fall, it's 3-0 Badgers. Gorniak delivers a big hit, causes a turnover. Staying with it, slides the backhand pass to Caulfield. Caulfield on the near side, finds a man backdoor, they score! By Caulfield to Gorniak. It's 4-1 Badgers. One by Stramel, pulls it back, comes its way to Lou. Kuhlman shoots it. It bounces once and finds the net. It's 5-2 Badgers. Kuhlman looks to the heavens. The Badgers have the 3-goal lead. D. St. Fall has it at center ice. Turns towards the open net, throws it high into the air and into the open cage. Good night. It's a happy senior night here for the Badgers. It's 6-2. That would be our final here tonight. Badgers win it by 4 over Michigan State when we return to the Kohl Center. Hope to speak with Badgers head coach Tony Granato and our player of the game as well. As our post-game show continues, 6-2 Badgers over Michigan State. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check? Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss? The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
On your marks, get set, save. Race to savings at Menards. Hurry in for great prices on everything for your home, garage, car, and more. With huge savings store-wide. Fuel up with our great selection of snacks, drinks, and lots of pizzas. Now, 2 for $11.96. Capture the checkered flag and race in to save big money at Menards. Good through February 18th.
Save big money at Menards.
From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth inside the Kohl Center, where the Badgers were victorious tonight over Michigan State by the score of 6-2. Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin. Well, we have a chance now. Let's take a look at the scores from around the college hockey world and update you on the Big Ten standings. And so starting with our scores in the Big Ten, Minnesota, which had already clinched the regular season title, making it 2 straight, cap off a sweep at Penn State with a 3-2 overtime victory. And the Badgers will be at 7th-ranked Penn State next weekend. The other tilt in conference play was Michigan and Ohio State playing at the Face-Off on the Lake in the outdoor stadium home to the Cleveland Browns, and 4th-ranked Michigan falls to 10th-ranked Ohio State 4-2 in a game, Ian, that was delayed as ice chunks were coming up on the ice surface. That's never good when you're playing outdoors because it was in about 42, 43 degrees in Cleveland when they were trying to play the game, so the ice was a little soft, shall we say.
That's got to be a nightmare for those people who try and put compressors in there and then all of a sudden try and get college hockey level ice quality, if you want to call it that. But the fact of the matter being is it was not great.
Not indeed. And we'll update you on the Big Ten standings in a moment, but I see that head coach Tony Granato is joined us down below. Coach, can you hear us okay?
I can, Rob. Thank you.
Congratulations on the victory tonight. And right from the start, we talked before about the power play and the special teams. Your power play got you on the board right away, and your penalty kill came up with some big kills tonight.
But it was a nice way to start the game. And it was senior night tonight, so it's a really special thing. Obviously, you saw the ceremonies before the game, but we just had I just left the locker room. All the families are down there taking pictures with the kids in their jerseys, and a few tears and lots of smiles and hugs and celebration from just, you know, not necessarily the game tonight, but just the appreciation for each other and what we've gone through. It's a good group of kids. It's a great set of families. And so you walk away from a game like this, obviously, you wanted to make sure you played well for your seniors and sent them off in their last game at the Kohl Center in a positive way. So that was really, really exciting on how we played, and all of the seniors contributed. We got some goals out of some of them, some saves out of some of them, some big hits out of some of them. Lots of really good things, and I think they all will remember this in a real exciting way. Not only, you know, the last game, but really their experience that they had here together.
Jack Gorniok gets on the score sheet, goal and an assist. Brock Caulfield, two assists. And
five blocks, by the way. Don't forget those, because you're a shot blocker.
Yes.
I think you, at least you say you were. I don't know. I never saw you block
one. Too stupid to get out of the way.
Okay.
But I was so impressed with Dominic Mersch. I'm getting my name on the score sheet.
He had the penalty. He was dying to get into something. He had about 10 hits, though. He had, and then one shift alone in this the first period. I think he had more hits in that shift than we had last night as a team. So I think that was the indicator of a different mentality we had in the game tonight. We had more fight. We had, you know, some more urgency. We you know, they bullied us a little bit last night because they came in here knowing they needed to win to try to get home ice advantage in the playoffs, and we just weren't quite ready for it last night. But tonight our response was real good.
In one of those specific areas that you did in that response, I imagine you liked, is you talked on the pregame show about getting the puck deep in their zone and going to work on the forecheck and attacking them, whether it was skating it all the way in or dumping it behind them, whatever. And it seemed, especially in those first two periods, you guys really controlled the offensive end of things.
And then what we did do great was we created offense off of our back check or tracking back, and you saw us get some line rush goals driving the net because we had opportunities to have some numbers and rushes on entries into the zone that gave us a chance to drive wide, have some time with it, and get some pucks to the net. So all of the little things that we were doing early in the game led to the, you know, the offense that we did create.
You mentioned, lastly for you, Coach, that you mentioned about the emotions of the players in the locker room on senior night and their families and coming in there. I can imagine it's emotional for you guys as coaches. You've recruited these kids. You've seen them come in from wherever they were in their junior or their high school programs and go through all the trials and the successes and different things that they have to see them to have a night like this and know that this is their final home game. I imagine an emotional night for you as well in watching
that. It is. It is. There's no doubt that, you know, the reason you coach is to have an opportunity to help young men or try to help young men. But there's a reward that you get by the energy and the life that they give you. They keep me young in lots of ways. They make everything fun for me. So I owe lots of gratitude towards a really special group of seniors. We have a chance to get a few of them back because of the COVID year, which will be really exciting. But their families, again, we mentioned a lot about their families before the game, being part of it too. And, you know, you saw the pregame ceremony when the parents were on the ice, and now all the families are in the locker room taking pictures and giving hugs. And, you know, like I said, some tears of lots of emotion going through it. But it is special to be part of a team and to be part of our program for 4 or 5 years in some cases. And for me to have the chance to be with these kids, like you said, before they even get here and get to know them and their families. That's the special part of coaching and being part of a team, and I'm very grateful for that.
Well, congratulations on the victory tonight. Best of the week. Luck next week at Penn State and then on into the postseason.
Appreciate that. Thanks, guys.
That's Badgers head coach Tony Granato. His team victorious tonight, 6-2, the final score. We're hoping to be talking with Jack Gorniok, and then I will finish all those scores for you around the college hockey world and see if I can sort out those Big Ten standings. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local. I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Time now to check in with the scores from around the college hockey world. Finishing up what I was saying earlier before we talked with head coach Tony Granato about the Big Ten and Ohio State getting that 4-2 victory outdoors. So now, as best as I can understand it, Ian, looking at the Big Ten standings, we know the Gophers are number one, have clinched. They'll get a bye in the first round. Michigan and Ohio State are tied at 36 points. Michigan State is fourth at 34 points. They're done playing in this regular season. Penn State and Notre Dame are tied at 31 points. And then Wisconsin, of course, at 15 points in seventh place. I'm going to be the first one to put this question out to you. Most likely it looks like Michigan and Ohio State, one of those two will be in that two spot. Your Wisconsin, which team would you rather play knowing that you're going on the road? You're either going to be in Ann Arbor at Yost or taking on Ohio State in Columbus.
I'd rather go to Ohio State.
Yeah,
I think they're more familiar with them. Relatively competitive games here when goaltending was up in the air. Now that seems to be solved, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we forget about the mental motivation by the seven seniors who probably would really like to get another crack at Ohio State rather than Michigan in the first place.
Sure. Looking at the NCHC, Denver's pretty much got that one wrapped up in first place, but they are losing the night to Minnesota, lose 6-4 in the third period, but they entered the day with an 8-point lead over second place St. Cloud State. Speaking of the Huskies, they skated to a 2-2 overtime tie with North Dakota, and then St. Cloud State won the shootout. They lost to North Dakota on a Friday, so the logjam there is for second and third place in sorting things up, but Western Michigan gets a 2-1 overtime win over Colorado College, grabbing second place, while Omaha, 3-2 overtime victory over Miami of Ohio, that in overtime. So in the NCHC, it's Denver on top, Western Michigan, then Omaha third, St. Cloud State fourth, and North Dakota in fifth place. Hockey East, there's a switch at the top there as well. Northeastern gets a 3-0 win over Vermont, while Boston University, that entered the day in first place, falls in overtime to Merrimack 4-3, so Northeastern now jumps into first place, 1 point ahead of Boston University. UMass Lowell 2-1 win over Providence. Boston College beats UMass by the score of 3-1. And Maine shutting out or New Hampshire. Well, they were 0-0 in overtime on that score. At the ACAC, Quinnipiac ranked number one in the country, cruising to a conference crown there. 5-2 victors over Brown. It went to overtime for Clarkson and Colesgate. They skate to a 3-all tie. Then Princeton shut out by Yale 4-0. Ninth-ranked Harvard improves to 19-6-2 on the air with a 4-0 victory over RPI. Cornell shut out by St. Lawrence 1-0, and Dartmouth by that same score 1-0 over Union. Atlantic Hockey, it is American International 4-3 over Air Force. Bentley a 2-1 win over first place RIT, while Mercyhurst 7-3 better than Army. And finally in the CCH, Minnesota State has a 2-point lead now over Michigan Tech for first place in that conference as they lose tonight in overtime to Bemidji State, but Michigan Tech was idle. Northern Michigan 8-3 over Ferris State, while St. Thomas picks up another win, their 10th of the season, a 2-1 victory over Lake Superior State. Non-conference action, Lindenwood a 3-2 lead on Arizona in the second period, and Long Island and Alaska as always later. A couple other scores of note. Women's hockey, the Badgers at LeBron Arena had a 4-0 lead, lost it, went to overtime, got a penalty shot, and Kirsten Sims scores. The freshman gives the Badgers a 6-5 victory over the defending national champions from Ohio State. They will resume that series and conclude it tomorrow afternoon at LeBron Arena. And in Big Ten basketball earlier today here at the Kohl Center, a morning tip-off, the Badgers fall to Rutgers by the score of 58-57. The Badgers just 4 of 25 from the field in the second half. Jordan Davis with 14 points for the Badgers attack. Our final score here, 6-2. The Badgers victorious over Michigan State. We'll put a wrap on this one for the final time here at the Kohl Center this season. When we return, this is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
The Badgers over Michigan State, putting a wrap on their home ice tilt for the season. Oh, is Brian Pozick trying to talk to us down there?
Yeah, would you like to talk with Jack Gorniak?
Sure, is he still there? Yeah.
Jack is right here.
Oh, okay, great.
Hold on one
second. Talk to Jack. Yep. Jack, it's Rob and Ian. Can you hear us all right?
Yep.
Congratulations on the victory. First, I guess let's just go with the obvious question. How does it feel on senior night to get this victory and the effort and the way you guys got it here tonight?
It feels great. I thought the guys all around as a collective group, we played really well. So it was a big change from last night. We fixed up a few things, and we were rolling tonight.
You mentioned a difference from last night and fixing some things up. What do you feel you guys did differently or better tonight that you weren't able to do last night?
We kind of just got back to our identity, which is putting pucks behind, getting in on the forecheck, and playing good D-zone, and that created our offense tonight, so that's what we got to stick with the rest of the season.
All right, take us through your goal here on senior night. You get to celebrate it with the tally. Take us through the play and what happened on your goal.
I think it was their defenseman was skating the puck out, and I laid a body on him, and he kind of threw it to the neutral zone. And then I think Stanger grabbed it, and he made a nice pass to Brock, and I kind of just took off to the net, and Brock found me back door. So it was a good one.
Well, we know we got to get you out of here so you can get to the celebration party, but one last one for you. So now you've seen the efforts that you guys put out here tonight. You saw what you did the last weekend in two very well-played games against Minnesota, and one of those coming out with the victory. If you feel like you've shown yourselves as a team what it takes, what you need to do, whether it's heading out on the road next weekend to Penn State or when the playoffs begin in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we definitely know what we need to do as a team. We know how we need to play. Now it's just about being consistent and showing up every night. So we're going to take that into Penn State next weekend and then keep rolling into playoffs.
Jack, we appreciate the time. Oh, wait, Ian's got one.
One final question. Are you going to be the mayor of West Salem by the end of the week or what?
We'll have to see.
Jack, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on senior night and what a great run it's been.
Thanks.
That's Jack Gorniak, Badgers forward. His team victorious 6-2 tonight. They had, they've shown themselves, Ian, a few times, whether it's Minnesota last Saturday, whether it's tonight, of what the roadmap is for their team to have success. The key, obviously, is just being able to do it more than once on a weekend.
Yeah, and tonight, I think one of the things that we overlooked was the fact that when they did make mistakes, Jared Moe was pretty good.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. We made it through another season together. We survived and advanced.
Yeehaw.
All right, and we had a winning record, I think, you and I this season. So once again, not that we're keeping stats, but we got the job done. Tonight, the Badgers beat Michigan State by the final score of 6-2. For Ian Perrin, producer Mitch Rodiman, and our entire Learfield team, we thank you for joining us, and we hope you'll be back with us